Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets rallied to beat the Indians after 10 innings, 4-3. The Athletics knocked off the Yankees, 6-4. The Phillies downed the Red Sox, 5-2. And the Nationals crushed the Pirates for the second time in three nights, 11-1. In NFL news, Jets linebacker Brandon Copeland has been suspended by the NFL for the first four games of the regular season for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Copeland can still participate in the team's preseason practices and games. He's eligible to return to the active roster on October 7th. In NHL news, forward Derek Brassard has agreed to a one-year contract with the Islanders. Brassard has totaled 176 goals and 275 assists in 786 NHL games, but he had just 14 goals and 23 points in 70 games last season. In tennis news, U.S. Open officials have used the ATP and WTA rankings to set its seedings for the final Grand Slam of the year. That means Novak Djokovic is the number one men's seed, followed by Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, and Dominic Thiem. Defending women's champ Naomi Osaka is the top women's seed, ahead of Ash Barty, Karolina Pliskova, and Simona Halep. In other news, Del Lago Resort and Casino plans to open its sportsbook tomorrow. The Finger Lakes Casino will have 23 self-service betting kiosks and seating for nearly 200 people. Tomorrow's opening will feature former NFL Pro Bowler Donovan McNabb. I'm Jesse King.